Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Saints Martha and Mary and Lazarus. Almighty, ever-living God, whose Son was pleased to be welcomed in St. Martha's house as a guest, grant, we pray, that through her intercession, serving Christ faithfully in our brothers and sisters, we may merit to be received by you in the halls of heaven. Think of that, that through her intercession, serving Christ faithfully in our brothers and sisters, we may merit to be received by you in the halls of heaven. We're going to see God. Have you thought about that? Going to see God himself, who knows all things. Let's take a look. I just gave you a few seconds here of thinking because it's important. It's most important for your life. We want eternal life where there's no more mourning or sorrow or pain anymore. No more tears. We want a life with God. And what we want to do is do what he seeks for us. So let's take a look at the first letter of St. John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 16. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God. For God is love. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. Yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us of his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. It's the first letter of St. John. God wants to love us, but he also asks us to love one another, to reach out to one another, to be kind to one another. And the more we do that, the more identified we are of Christ, the more God blesses us and graces us. Please, brothers and sisters, there's so many people who are in need. We see them on the streets. I've said this to you before, and I want to say it to you again. You say, oh my, I wouldn't know what to do. Just say, is there anything I could do for you? That's all you have to say. Or can I get some help for you? Something like that. Be a good Samaritan. Come on, let's identify more with the life of Christ. Psalm 34 tells us, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for naught is lacking to those who fear him. The great grow poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord want for no good thing. Brothers and sisters, look what God promises us. Doesn't mean that everything's going to be handed to us on a platter. It doesn't mean that. But it means if we seek the Lord and seek to live for him, much good will come to us. To take refuge in the Lord when we're in need is simply to go to him first and say, Lord, will you help me? Please, will you help me? And pray for a few minutes. Whatever the need is, really pray and say, Lord, I just keep praying until you answer me. And I've done that. And sometimes I've prayed for months and then it comes. Sometimes for weeks. Pray. God is good. This is a reading of the Holy Gospel according to John chapter 11, verses 19 to 27. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, shall live. And anyone who lives, do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. Brothers and sisters, think of that. Think of that. Martha went to Jesus. And she says, I know, look at that faith. I know if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Think of that. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise. And Martha says, oh, sure, he'll rise at the last day. Those are my words. I know he will rise in the resurrection of the last day. But Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said, yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. It's the gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, think of them. The very beginning, think of him. What would your faith have been like? How strong would you have been? Many of the Jews, it says, had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus. But they weren't coming to see Jesus. They were coming to console the family. And Martha said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Do you hear the faith that's there? Do you understand it? And you say, well, yeah, that's easy for them. They saw him. No, it isn't easy. It isn't easy. But she did say that she believed in him, and she knew that he would do whatever needed to be done. There's a woman by the name of Madeleine de Brel who died in 1964. She was a French laywoman and a writer devoted to caring for the poor and to evangelizing us. And in part, she says, we don't always want our suffering. We are tight-fisted about it. We haggle over it. We botch the job. There is suffering that has been done well, just as there is work that has been done well. From the moment we get up in the morning, we have our suffering to do just as we have our work to do. And just as the details of our work are willed by God, so are the details of our suffering. When we do the will of God, when we get up, when we prepare the meal, when we go out, when we run an errand, when we catch a train, we deepen our union with the Lord by accepting and willing his will. When we suffer our daily allowances and suffering, when we get up with our legs still heavy and tired, when it takes us 10 times as long and 10 times as many steps to prepare the simplest meal, and our nerves are 10 times as frayed, when we leave our worn room to go out onto the street to skate on the black ice, when stumbling in driving snow we go around the town to bring back or to fail to bring back the simplest things, when we wait on a cold platform for a train that won't come, over and above the harmonizing of our own will with the will of God, we become, through our suffering, the very bearers and donors of grace to others. Think of that. If we really take all those things to God and trust our circumstances to him, the difficulties to him, it brings grace to so many people, not just to you, but to so many others. We can quickly recognize a saint in all these small occasions of suffering. He does it with ease, a naturalness and a grace, a good grace, that makes of this small suffering a massive work of love. You're loving the Lord as you're turning over your difficulties. We get upset, we get angry, we get frustrated. Turn it into prayer. Put your trust in God. God's right there to help. Believe me, brothers and sisters, what I just say to the Lord is, Lord, I give you all that is difficult for me right now, today. Please help me. Please give me grace. And he does. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.